May 27, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Incomparable God. Opening prayer. Lord God, thank you for your word, in which I find assurance and hope, encouragement and strength, peace and joy. Read Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 through 31. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom, then, will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught, and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one, and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Reflect. Our God is everlasting and powerful. Take some time to praise him now. You might enjoy listening to How Great is Our God. In Isaiah's time, God's people were often unfaithful, complaining that God was far from them and looking for idols to satisfy them. Some commentators say that the reference to the starry host in verse 26 links to a practice of astrology in God's people rather than believing in the God who made the stars. What things are you tempted to hope in rather than God? But here is the truth. All people are tiny, like grasshoppers. Even those whom we think are strong and powerful, like princes and rulers, are brought to nothing compared to God. Nations are a drop in a bucket, easily blown away like plants. God's size and strength are unfathomable. He needs no advisors. We cannot instruct God. And yet, God gives his immense strength to the weary, to those who turn away from idols to hope in the Lord. What an amazing, generous, undeserved gift of God to us. Apply. Often, we rely on ourselves rather than on God. Lay any tiredness or weariness you feel before the Lord in prayer. Repent of the times when you have put your hope in things other than Him. Reread verses 29 through 31 and ask for God's strength to be renewed in you today. Closing prayer. Indeed, Father, your name is above all names, and there is no power greater than yours. I praise you for your majesty and thank you for your loving care. Thank you.